Turnbull government ministers remain upbeat about the Australian economic outlook, even as the share market took another tumble following a massive sell-off in the US market. The Australian share market suffered its biggest one-day fall in more than 2 years, wiping around $66 billion from its value. Treasurer Scott Morrison believes the dive on the US stock market is a recalibration associated with recent economic data. And Labor Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen says people need to put the falls in context.
Obviously, it will be very concerning, particularly to people reliant on their share portfolios, self-funded retirees, superannuants and people and the like. But of course, this is a relatively short period of time. We'll need to see what plays out over coming days. And people, I think, you know, understand that markets move up and down. The American market has been increasing and today it's suffered a very substantial fall. That is the nature of the stock market.
Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce says the US sell-off proves the importance of the government's tax cut plan for business. Mr Joyce has urged the opposition to support the cuts.
We saw the share market falling over last night in sections. No doubt it'll bound back. But that just goes to show you the competition that is around the globe for funds and for a return. And if you are not able to provide your company with a return, they will not invest in your country. And if they don't invest in your country, you don't get the jobs. It's quite a simple equation.
The government plans to extend corporate tax cuts to companies with a turnover above $50 million. However, Treasurer Scott Morrison says he won't force businesses to pass on the benefits of those cuts to their workers through wage rises. Commonwealth Bank Chief Economist Michael Blythe says politicians should consider striking a deal with business to guarantee wages growth. Opposition Leader Bill Shorten says that's not likely.
Oh, pigs might fly. Sorry. The idea that when you see our large companies getting tax windfalls from their friends in the Turnbull government, that they're miraculously going to share this largesse with the workers of Australia, I'm sorry, but that fairy tale doesn't have a happy... Sorry, let me answer your question. That fairy tale doesn't have a happy ending.
In return, the Prime Minister took aim at the opposition leader, reflecting on Mr Shorten's past glowing comments about company tax cuts.
Go back to 2011. Some remarks in the House of Representatives. Cutting the company income tax rate increases domestic productivity and domestic investment. More capital means higher productivity and economic growth and leads to more jobs and higher wages. Who was the economic genius that said that? Who was it? It was the member for Maribyrnong, the leader of the opposition. It was.
Meanwhile, Mr Turnbull has defended new Liberal Senator Jim Molan following revelations he shared anti-Islam videos by far-right UK group Britain First last year. A retired Major General, Senator Molan says he's not a racist and not anti-Islam. Mr Turnbull says it's deplorable and disgusting to call Senator Molan racist.
Jim Molan is a great Australian soldier. We are lucky to have him in the Senate. He doesn't have a racist bone in his body.
Ballarat.
He has stood up for freedom. He stood up against terrorism. He stood up against extremism.
But Greens leader Richard Di Natale has gone further, questioning whether the senator's past action in Iraq influenced a humanitarian catastrophe in Fallujah.
The time of the assault on Fallujah, under the command of now Senator Molan, a UN special rapporteur said that coalition forces faced hunger and deprivation of water as a weapon of war against the civilian population, a flagrant violation of international law.
Defence Minister Maurice Payne was swift to respond.
In my 20 years in this chamber, I have heard some extraordinarily unedifying things, many of them from the Australian Greens. But that reflection on the service of a senior Australian Army officer takes your lows to depths that I did not think you could plumb.
Sonia Heidemann, SBS News.